Southern Vanguard Radio, DJ John Doe. And to the left of me is my man.
South Memphis Meeks, Eddie Meeks, Cappuccino Meeks right here.
We're good, sir.
What's up, homie?
Not much, man. Well, we have two special guests on the horn with us tonight.
That's what I heard.
Kind of unexpectedly, man. I thought this shit was going south real quick. You know, we were talking so much shit last week about how interviewers are going to be back in effect this week.
And yeah.
It just didn't work out. But, you know, thanks to my man Coop was like, yo, you need to hit up, you know, Jay Cyanide.
Yep.
Talk about that new 45 he's got coming out.
Yeah, man.
With Kev.
Cool.
King of the bass lines, Kev.
Yeah. Yo.
So,
Jay Sicko.
Yo, what's going on? What's good?
Jay Cyanide and Kev Brown on the horn with us tonight. What's up, fellas?
Yo, cool, man. Yo, I can't complain. Watching the finals and stuff, yo. Cooling.
Like another I said night. Before, I'm going to tell you right now how this game ends. Cleveland loses.
I hope so.
Unfortunately.
I hope so, man.
Unfortunately.
I gotta say, I got to go with the kid, man. I got to go with Steph. I got to go with Oakland, man. Shout out to all my Oakland people, Bay Area people. Yeah.
What up? Yeah.
So Jay Cyanide, you were telling a little story, actually, before we popped this thing off about Steph Curry. Let's reel back a little bit and tell us about that, if you don't mind, real quick.
Yeah, most people who do know, you know what I'm saying, it was through the show, yo. Steph, we grew up, like, in Charlotte. His pops was a Charlotte Hornet, Dale Curry. And, like, I used to live in Charlotte. I grew up in a neighborhood called Greer Heights. Shout out to everybody from Greertown. You know what I'm saying? Everybody over in that area. Yo. And, like, I remember, like, it was Bubba's Barbershop. This dude named Bubba and this dude named Gary had a barbershop. And, yo. The Hornets used to come and get their hair cut there. And Dale used to bring his sons, like Steph and his brother, like in there to get haircuts. And they was like dumb young. They was mad young. They was like 5, 6, 7 years old. You know, we used to be like, yo, Dale Curry, bring these kids up in here and stuff, man. They used to go, and he used to bring them to the hood, which was dope. And they'd be across the street over in the hood shooting threes. And they was like 5, 6, 7 years old to shoot threes.
Lights
out. They was taller than AJ. Yo, they probably was.
But I'm like, yo, it's crazy. Yo, shots fire, yo. Me and this dude, yo, we always shoot back and forth with each other.
It's got to go down, man. That's how much love is between me and this man. That's my boy, man.
So I got to give the kid, like, shout out for the kid, because, like, he was dope. His brother, little brother was nice. I mean, yo, they was out there shooting, like, little local Wendy's commercials and shit. I mean, it was crazy, man. Yeah, so I gotta give it to him, yo. Shout out to him, yo, for real.
That's what's up. They looking real good this season. They look like they about to get some jewelry.
Yeah, I hope so. Word. I hope so. So Jay Cyanide and Kev Brown, our sincerest apologies to you for conducting this interview in the middle of an NBA final game. So.
It's all good.
Without any further
talk, I'm not even watching that, John.
All right, good. Well, you know what? We're not either. So, and weren't planning on to. So, Kevin and Jay, can you guys tell us a little bit about how you guys met him? You guys have a 45 coming out real soon, and we'll get into that. But I don't even think I know the story about how you guys linked up. I mean, obviously, it's after Jay got up to the DC area from Charlotte, but. You guys remember how you met?
I remember like, yo, I mean, it was at like a Baltimore Loves Dilla joint. Yo, remember Word. That?
I don't remember fully.
Yeah.
I remember meeting you a couple times, but I don't remember the very first time.
That was the first time we had like a conversation. Because, like, the first two couples, he was like, we always seen each other, like, in passing. Because I saw you at, like, it was a show at U Street Music Hall. We just saw each other, gave each other a pound. Another time, we gave each other a pound. The B-More show, we actually sat down and had a convo, you know. It was just back and forth, like, back and forth talk. We just see each other, but I remember that was, like, pretty much the first time. Like, we really sat down and had, like, you know, well, we was... together somewhere and had a conversation. That was the first time. Gotcha. A couple of years ago, a few years ago.
Yeah, yeah. So is that what...
I remember one time we hung out at a studio.
That's the first time. Roger's crib. No, Roger's studio spot. And yeah, we drove back to... I was playing joints in the car that night. We drove back to Maryland. Yeah, we talking for a minute that night. Then the second time was Baltimore.
Gotcha.
Okay. Oh yeah, that is right. Part himself. That is right.
Whose studio did you meet at? Whose studio?
We met at what's the dude's name? I know Roger, DJ Roger. Shout out DJ Roger. I call him DJ Roger.
Roger. Yeah, we call him DJ Roger. Roger, we met up. It was at, I forgot his name. It was over in Georgetown. It was a studio. God, what's his name?
It's not there anymore,
but it was a pretty dope studio. He was in there playing beats. I was supposed to come through and, like, lay some rhymes down, and we just all sit around and just chill and talk. His name was Lapo. Yeah, his kid named Lapo. Yeah. Shout out to Lapo,
Okay. What up, Lapo?
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So y'all met it's a couple of years ago now, and I think I just remember you telling me you were working on this project with Early on Low Budget, and I was like, linked up with Kev, and like, what's the like? Were you guys just kind of building, and that project just kind of evolved organically
from Gadget actually. I don't know if y'all know Gadget from the Scratch Magazine TV joints on YouTube.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of them. Can you guys tell us a little bit more about Gadget?
Behind the Beats.
Yeah. What's
Gadget doing?
We're
trying to get him be on the call with us. We're trying to, but I guess he busy right now.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, we try to get him a call.
So what's the deal with Gadget? What's Gadget's story? Like, what kind of role does he play, I guess, in this new release? And, like, what's his MO? He's behind the lens on a bunch of joints, right?
Yeah. He's behind the scenes a lot on stuff.
Yeah, he's like, Gadget's just like walking. Gadget is like walking footage. Like, Gadget got footage of, like, everything.
He's a big documentary type dude, like behind the scenes. You know, if you go on YouTube, you see all the stuff behind the beats. What's the other joints called? Needle dropping
behind the beats.
Just big on super hip hop sampling. Just behind the scenes studio sessions. He's real big on that. He was always big on that stuff. I think he started as a DJ.
Yeah.
He'd make beats also. He kind of low on the beats. You don't really let nobody hear joints. He always been on, like, shooting videos. I've known Gadget a long time. He's big on shooting the videos and stuff. And just not even just the behind the scenes, but music videos also. And he just super loved the culture. He just into record digging and, he liked the behind the scenes. You know, he just documents stuff that people haven't really seen before.
Especially in his area.
Yeah. He's real into documenting people from this area also. That's, because a lot of people know, they know about Wale, they know about Go-Go and stuff, but there's people before Wale that was cracking, and there was a whole scene down here before DC got any little spotlight or whatever. So,
right.
Yeah, Gadget liked the DMV Ralph McDaniels.
So he's a native. He's a DMV native.
He's from Philly. Like, he's from Pennsylvania originally.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, he's been down here for a long time.
Ever though, yeah.
That's what's up. Yo, real quick, y'all briefly mentioned Early Reed. Does he actually have vinegar running through his veins? Like, he seems very volatile. What's up with that cat?
Yeah, Early Reed has no filter.
That's what's up.
Yeah. I guess you've checked him out on social media.
Yeah. He gives it up.
Yeah, he don't don't play. You know, you got a couple of friends that's reserved, and you got a couple of friends that's a little less reserved.
Oh yeah,
no doubt. You know.
So how did that project happen with Early and Jay via Gadget mainly, or?
Yeah, that was like, it was kind of random. It was like, yo, Gadget, I guess the idea popped in his head one day, like, hey, because Early Reed was making beats and all that stuff, and I gave him my beat machine and stuff. He was making beats, and Jay was always talking about, yo, I got to do a project, I'm going to do something. He knew both of them, so I guess one day the light bulb went off, like, yo, I'm going to put these two together. What if we put these two together and just did some stuff and, right, you know, see what happens. So that's what, you know, the project came about like that. And then next thing I know, they was on Instagram already taking pictures at the photo shoot and stuff. So it was like, all right, they had a release date and everything. We hadn't recorded any music or nothing. They had a release date and everything.
Yeah, man. That was crazy. You know,
that's where it came about. And shout out to Heck Dolo. Speaking of
no
needle
doubt.
Dropping,
because, no doubt.
You know, he recorded some of the sessions, and you know, he's also an engineer and producer, and he engineered some of the sessions. And you know, shout out to Superstition and Hassan Mackey. You know, throwing verses in.
No doubt.
You know,
saying shout out to John Doe. John Doe.
Word up, Cuts.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was the first. For me, that was the first introduction to John Doe, one of the cuts, killing it.
Yeah, man.
Jay was like, yo, I know somebody that could do scratches. Boom, man, you know, crazy.
Come through in the cut. Yeah.
So, yeah, shout out to Authentic, too, that mastered it. He mastered it.
Shout out to Authentic, yo.
Yeah, y'all came out swinging on that one, man. I didn't know what to expect. I just know, actually, I was trying to get a verse from AJ for something, and I know he was preoccupied with this.
I think it was crazy because
you know what it was because it was that release date.
Yeah.
It was like, yo,
we had less, yo, they wanted to do it like less than a month, because like I didn't even know it till we were shooting the pictures for it, until he said it. I was like, if you go back and look at that Instagram, I was like, huh? I was like, what? Like less than a month, but we came through with it. You know, yeah,
we dropped a single. We said we was going to drop the project at a certain time, but we actually dropped the single. We had enough to drop the single that day, so it was still all good.
Yeah, that's a heater, man. Great project.
Oh, thanks, man.
Word up.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate that.
Yo, what them pre-orders looking like right now?
Appreciate them cuts.
Yes, sir. You got it.
Yo,
well, this is for the 45. The 45 we got going. That's High Voltage and what's the B-side?
Cole Medina.
Shout out to AJ also on the Wingate on the covers and all that also. Forgot about that.
Yeah, that's a heater. Yeah, so y'all tell us a little bit about that. It's like how this project manifest.
This was Gadget also. Gadget came out of nowhere once again and was like, hey, let's do a 45. And, you know, that's what it was. And we shot, we did the same thing. We shot footage. We didn't have any music. And we shot footage and put it up on YouTube like a year ago. Like, yo, we about to work on this 45. And that's what that was, the spark of it, basically. And, you know, it's just kind of like something a little easier to do instead of just doing like if we want to press it up ourselves, and let's start small and build from there.
So y'all know y'all going to set a trend now. Everybody's going to start doing shit backwards now. They're going to shoot footage and shoot videos and come over release date. I hadn't set foot in the studio yet. That's the new style.
As long as they give us what I do.
That's right.
As long as they give us what I do, we'll just do. We'll take that. Yo, we'll take that
really really unorthodox way of doing things.
I ain't mad at y'all at all, man.
So how that was that like a one session or
it's not going to be a regular thing, trust me.
So was that a was that like Was that like one session, or was that a couple of sessions, or how'd that whole thing go down? You guys did that in one sitting, or what?
No, like,
it was really, yeah. What was it? It was.
I know
this is crazy.
Yeah, when we did the High Voltage joint, I came over like that afternoon. We had got.
That's right. I came over. I played beats.
Some drinks. Yeah, we had something to drink. Yo, you played two beats. The second beat, I was like, you know what? That's it. I got something for it.
What y'all was drinking on over there, man?
Yo, I don't know. What were you drinking? Some beers or something? We probably drinking some beer.
Most likely.
A couple of fours and whatnot.
Man, hey.
Yeah. You know, that was also when my equipment was jacked up, too. That's the first joints. I think the first joints are recorded on the laptop instead of the trackboard I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Conked out. So that was the transition over into the super digital technology.
So what was that?
All I know.
What was that like? I'm sorry. That? Go ahead.
Nah, I said all I know is when you played that beat, I was like,
yeah, man.
Yo, it was crazy because he played the beat. I laid the vocals down. He was like, what about a hook? I'm like, yo, let me call John, yo. I got an idea for the CL Smooth joint. Bam, yeah. That was it.
Yeah, that's a hell of a line, too.
Yo, man.
Worked out well.
That joint came out beautiful.
Yeah, it did.
Yo, for real.
So, Kev, what was different about that with the board? Were you were straight analog from a recording standpoint? Or, like, what was it that you changed, you know, going digital and going to the laptop?
Well, it wasn't 100% analog. It was just the board I was using. It was a Yamaha AW44.
Okay.
I think that's what it's AW4416.
Okay.
It's basically a track machine, like an old school, like back in the day they used to have the joints with the cassette tape. Track machine, but this was like a digital version of that. It has 16 tracks, and it had the CD burner on it, and you know, the big screen and stuff.
Gotcha.
With the knobs and stuff. So I was used to more like it was digital. You could still burn a CD and everything, but it wasn't Pro Tools or nothing. You know what I mean? Like
right.
In that sense of the, you know, you're using a mouse for everything.
Right.
I never made beats on a computer, but I don't have no problem with recording digitally into the computer. I was just basically using my equipment until it didn't work anymore. You know how a lot of people just upgrade.
Yeah,
whatever is coming out, they just get it. I just kind of use stuff until it doesn't work anymore. So
gotcha.
It lasted mad long. So it just happened to last mad long, and I didn't upgrade for a while. But I'm definitely more of a button fader type of person.
Yeah.
But it's cool. Definitely the transition is cool. It took me a while. Shout out to my man Brent, Tony Starks with the equipment and everything. He helped me out. I got an inbox and you know, was figuring it out, going on YouTube, watching mad little YouTube clips.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know. Got back on it, and
yeah.
I'm back recording again. You know, it was pretty much, I didn't lose a lot of time in between losing the track board and switching over.
That's what's up.
That's good. So what was what was up with the with the B side? Because the whole premise of the 45 is that Kev did the beat for side A. Jay did the rhymes,
yeah,
and then you guys reversed it on the flip, right?
Right. Yeah, that was Gadget's idea too, I think, wasn't it?
Gadget makes that happen, man.
Fucking A&R. He's an A&R in this motherfucker.
Executive producer, Gadget.
He's the man behind. But, so I guess it was Jay's idea, come up with the, you know, just the flip, you know. Take turns or whatever, you know?
Yeah, this kid, and it made it like kind of like really dirty because we use like a regular mic, like a dynamic mic, like a regular mic to record that.
Yeah,
handheld. Yeah, we just held a mic, and we were just in the crib rhyming. And it came out nice, wow. Like dirty and stuff like that. You know, that Static King, Static-y type joint, yo. So it came out real dope, man.
All right.
Yeah. So what's up with the release? For a second there, you guys weren't sure where it was going to come out label wise, right? So you guys are putting this out yourselves now. Like, tell the people what's it like, where they can go get it. I know those pre-orders are probably going to be gone pretty soon.
Yeah, pre-orders are doing. They're real good.
You got the Bandcamp, Jay? I don't have it with me.
Oh, the Bandcamp is just. Bandcamp,
Backpack Theory.com. Yep.
Yo, so they can go, you know, it's no tricky words, it's just backpack and the word theory, ain't nothing spelled like right. Crazy, anything like that. So that's, you know, that's the word for it.
All right, cool.
You can also go on YouTube and on the subscription, it's a link to the Bandcamp also.
Backpack Theory Records.
Yeah, I gotta say that little video.
And,
that little video has the little gas, man. You can only watch like the first minute of y'all sitting there like working on the joint, and they're like, you gotta go get the pre-order to get the full video and everything else.
No doubt.
That's smart.
Yeah, that video crazy,
man. Yeah, we wanted to do something special for the people that actually, you know, chip in some dough for the pre-orders.
Let them, you know, get them something special. They could be like, yo, man, you know, I got the pre-order. I saw this and saw that. So the next man be like, oh, man, I need to get that for myself. It's like some extra footage. It's a lot of
something that everybody else doesn't get, you know, because you got to put something free up. But then, you know, for the people to actually pay, hit them off. It'll probably leak to YouTube or something sometime soon anyway. But at least they got it first before everybody else, you know.
That's what's up.
True.
Yeah, it's true. So you guys got a release date for this thing, or is it just kind of whenever you guys peel through the first round of pre-orders, or what's the drop dead date on this thing?
Well, we're looking right now. We're shooting for August. If we get a certain amount of pre-orders, which is not that many, we don't need that many pre-orders. But if we get a certain amount, we're good to go.
All right.
Gotcha.
And it should be in August. But, you know, if not, we're not going to talk about if not. But it'll be
right.
In August.
Right.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be in August.
Yeah, because we're going to do our part to make sure that works out for y'all, definitely.
Yeah, we're definitely shout out to everybody that's supporting it. We just started the campaign this Monday to let everybody know that it's out and everything. You know, we got a video shot. We're going to drop that. Probably closer to when the actual 45 is dropping.
And Gadget shot the video, right?
For like, shot by Gadget. You know what I mean? Getting this Hype Williams on.
That's what's up. I got to meet this dude, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to meet Gadget, yo. Yeah, y'all got to come up here and meet him, yo. Funny dude. Gadget the dude, though.
All right.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, y'all got to get that. Y'all got to get that. That vinyl in. You got to get in line for it, man. These pressing plants are backed up these days, man. With all this, you know, supposed surge in vinyl manufacturing. So get that shit queued up, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but of course.
We're definitely on the way. I saw some crazy article the other day that was talking about how there are two record manufacturing companies found, I don't know, 15 or 20 presses like randomly, like shoved away in some warehouse recently. And they're like getting them all cleaned out. And like, it's the weirdest thing, man. Like pressing records is becoming a real issue. Like in record store day is actually kind of like fucking things up, like fucking releases up. It's really odd. So
that's true. Because you got all those special things, they cram in those, and then it takes a while to get records pressed up, and it's not as many record plants anymore.
When
you go to record store day, there is a lot of super snazzy records that, you know, people like us can't really afford to press up, but they got, you know, a lot of cats got major label money and press up the super snazzy records.
No doubt.
It's crazy.
It is wild.
Crazy price.
There's some dope stuff though, but it'd be they definitely cashing in on, you know, the return of records being popular again.
Yeah, I'm stunned when I see it still. Like, I can't believe, like, that Jurassic 5 box set they had last time around and the KMD reissue.
The wooden joint.
Yeah, man. I mean, that shit is just wild. Yeah. I just can't believe, how out of control it's gotten. It's dope, but at the same time, it's just so weird. Like, I would have never thought that it would have come to this. So, it's interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It is crazy. It's pretty crazy. I mean, it's also dope in one hand that, you know, the cats is getting a special box treatment. Because that stuff that back in the day, it would just be all like the Beatles or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Elton John. But now you're getting like a Far Side box set or like a Fat Boys box set or something with a nice package in and stuff, you know?
Yeah, the Jay Dilla records shaped like a police badge and stuff like that.
That shit's fire, man.
Like crazy shaped records and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's dope. Yeah, you get some crazy stuff coming out on record. Yeah,
picture this. That's what I'm saying. Like when it's like, wow, you know, one day I want to have a picture disc. But that stuff is like pretty expensive. But record store day, you see that.
Yeah. So after this 45 drops, what else you guys got around the corner? Like what else are you guys working on? Either one of you got some other shit in the stash that's going to drop this year in early 2016?
Jay got some stuff.
Yeah, I got some music. I got some music coming out. My joint's finally coming out, like the actual heat. I'm just trying to get everything like synced up for that. Because, you know, that's gonna be my baby. That's my magnum opus right there. So I could put that out and I can stop rapping. I can stop rapping and live off the money like Scrooge McDuck and stuff, yo. That's what I plan on doing. Like when after it come out. But nah, I got like that. I got a couple other projects coming out. Just some stuff, you know, hopefully some stuff out of, you know, from other members or like working with other members like of Low Budget. So hopefully some more stuff, you know. I got some surprises. I got a lot of surprises coming up. So, you know, be on the lookout for all of that.
All right. What about you, Kev? What do you got in the chamber?
I got some joints. So, you know, John asking, he know what's cracking. John already know. I'm working on solo joint. I'm not sure when it's coming out, but I'm going to tighten it up. I've been working on it, you know, like the past year, actually.
Yeah.
Last year. I started on it last year.
Yeah.
I just haven't got back to tinkering with it and just tightening it up.
Oh, yeah.
But I got all the John Doe scratches,
Yeah, man. What's up? Got a couple of joints. Me and Meeks were vibing to those joints when you first sent them, actually, too, Kev. We were sitting here going through them, man.
This is too hard, man.
Fucking fire, man. I can't wait to hear that shit come out.
For real.
I need some John Doe cuts. I need some more John Doe cuts and stuff. Yeah,
God, send them through, man. Yeah. You know the turnaround's quick. You know,
yeah, hell yeah,
it sure is. Yeah,
I was like, yo, I was like, watch, bing, the joint came right back. I was like, man, told you.
Yeah, turnaround game crazy. Is stupid.
Yeah, man.
For real,
we try to be on point with that, man, because it's just like, you know, it's like Kev, Jay, y'all know it's like pulling teeth to get like features and shit like that, so.
I'm horrible with the turnaround. Yeah, I'm gonna be so bad.
But me and the homie John like kind of like take pride on that because you never know which feature, you know, whether it's cuts or vocals or whatever could be the one. You know what I'm saying? So it's like ain't no sense in sitting around on your hands and stuff. Go ahead and get that shit out there. see what's up. Now,
yeah,
getting a released is a whole nother monster, but you know, at least it's done. It's in the can, so whenever it comes out, it's gonna do what it's supposed to do.
Meeks has got a real crazy bet right now.
I lost the bet.
Oh, you lost the bet?
I lost the bet.
Why?
Tone got the record coming out. Like
when?
It's gonna be out before the end of the year. So I'm gonna have to run down the middle of Peachtree Street butt ass naked. But super pause. But whenever that shit happen, it'll happen, man. Maybe I can get Gadget down here to film that shit. Well, I've done, me and John did a lot of features, you know, scratches and vocals last year, some this year too.
Towards the end of last year.
Yeah, that have yet to come out. You know what
like
I'm saying?
Like a lot. We got a bunch of shit. Yeah. We got a bunch of shit. Right. That and it's just like.
And I'm just like, damn, you know, it was a couple of them joints we got paid for. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, damn. It's like, it seemed like, you know, if you coming out the pocket to get these features, it seemed like it would be nothing for that record to be come out. But it seems to be that much of a task. Yeah. But
I've had cases like that too. I've done stuff with people.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, God, I wonder if it's ever coming out.
Shit come out years later.
Or then it'll come out. It might come out like 3 or 4 years later. It's crazy. Like, you'd be like, all right, at least they held on to it. And,
right.
You know, yeah, I guess it's new to everybody else when they hear it.
Right, so, right. But Kev, something I wanted to ask you about.
Some stuff never comes out. And exactly. Like, all right. Well, I guess they just never
got their shit together.
Finished the joint. All right.
Kev, someone wanted to ask you about as far as like low budget is concerned and your other DMV cohorts.
Right.
We personally love what's coming out of DMV. Do y'all kind of feel like underdogs in the game or like don't get enough mention, you know, not even honorable mention, you know what I'm saying? Does it seem like that to you or is it just, you know, something y'all still kind of on the bubble or whatever?
I mean, it's, you know, truthfully, it's a balance of both, I guess. Like sometimes I feel like underdog sometimes but we still, you know, we still get a lot of respect around here, like down here, from the people that know, you know?
Okay.
It's just more of a, and we got a lot of fans too. It's right. Really strange.
Right.
So, you know, we underground, I guess that's the best, you know, way to put it.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that.
So I guess we haven't really broke through on the scale of, you know, that people would expect us to be, I guess. But, you know, it's factors involved with that too. But
correct.
I don't know. My thing is, like, we just keep doing it. And, you know, keep doing it whether they wake up or not.
Yeah.
You know?
It's got to go on.
Because we got enough people already. We got enough people to keep the train going at this point.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, me being, like, I'm not from here, but, like, I've been here for, like, probably going on, like, 8 years now. Damn. Like, but, I mean, I like it because, I don't know, I get, like, you know, it's cool. It's like I forever always have a chip on my shoulder. But, like, you know, I feel like, you know, I feel like I'm home, like, I guess, like, in this area and stuff like that because I got mad support. Cause, yeah. You know, I heard the other episode, the Superstition episode. So
I was just about to bring that up.
I feel the same way.
Yeah, I was about to bring that up. He said, it was
character on y'all show.
Yeah, it's all good. We got a few of them. You one of them. Coop is one of them. You know. It's a couple of cats that we mentioned like every episode, but I was definitely gonna bring up the interview with Superstition where he said there was a time where Charlotte or North Carolina cats and DMV cats was kind of like still sharp and still, you know what I'm saying? It was like y'all were kind of influencing each other, and I thought that was pretty dope.
Yeah, and it's crazy. You know what's really bananas? Like, shout out to Super, because, like, that's my brother. And, like, I'm glad that he's down there. Because I remember it was a time, like, he used to come over. Yeah, we used to feel that way. It was like, okay, D.C., Maryland dudes is nice than what we got here. Cause at the time, it was kind of like me and him were, like, in Charlotte. Then you had, like, Justice League and everybody, like, in Raleigh and Durham. They was doing it. So you would see, like, Justice League records. You would see, like, Half Tooth records. And, you know, different like, what Wes Jackson and everybody was doing, like, here. Like, you know, like, those regular Half Tooth joints and stuff like that. And he used to be like, yo, I remember Super told me, he was like, yo, you ever heard of it? You ever, like, he the one that first put me on to, like, their music, man. That's what's crazy. Like, he like, yo, you ever heard Kev Brown stuff? And I was like, yeah, I think, like, on Sandbox Automatic, like, hip hop, like, I heard him. He gave me, like, I think it was a Kev Brown beat, like, it was like a Kev Brown beat tape, and it was like an Odyssey tape. And, like, I listened to a lot of that, like, a lot of that stuff. And then I heard, like, the Always and Albany and stuff like that through him, which is crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was like, man, you'll never meet this dude. Gotta think about it. Like, now, look where I'm at.
Wow. That's something.
Yeah. You know?
That's hot.
Yeah. Now, you know. Yeah, shout out Superstition and Blueprint, man, especially on that tour.
Man, they just added 20 dates. They just added 20 dates to that joint.
20 more?
20 more. They're going, right now it's extended out to August 1st, I believe.
Yeah, they're getting it. Are they up y'all's way?
Yo, they did. They came up on Memorial Day.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So it was early.
They came Memorial Day. They was in Shea. Shout out to DC. They was in Memorial. It was one of the third show of the tour. They came up here.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Yeah. I saw them out there, yo. We supposed to do the Three Deadly Strikes joint, but I was on Daddy Duty.
Yo, man. So Daddy another Duty, example of the DMV. Your man Praise. Holy shit, man. Yo, that dude is a beast too.
Oh, Praise.
Oh.
Yeah, Praise. Yo, shout out to Praise. Yo, as another thing, Gadget shot Praise. Gadget shot. It's still Behind the Beats on Praise that Gadget shot.
Oh, is it really?
I met Praise because, if you type in Digital Hustle Films and you type in Praise, it'll come up. Praise had a few things with Gadget.
Oh, I need to check that out.
Yeah, as a matter of me and Praise went, like, in the 2013 freshman class for, like, beat makers here in the DMV.
Wow.
Yeah, so, like, awesome. Praise is, like, shout out
to Praise.
He got
a joint. I think he got a joint on the new Godzilla joint, too.
Okay. I think is he on the Godzilla album?
Yeah.
And shout out to Godzilla, too, yo.
Yeah, you know what?
We played a joint
that Praise produced on that new Godzilla last week actually. The joint with Dead Prez and who else was on that?
Yeah.
I forget. I can't think of it. We definitely played the joint. Yeah. Yeah, DMV is what's happening right now, people. If y'all ain't figured it out yet,
yo, shout out.
That's where it's at.
Yeah, shout out to everybody, yo. Shout out to YU and Slim Cat.
No doubt. 78ers, for
it's
sure.
So many,
it's a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people down there.
Yeah. Talented. Yeah, we fuck with y'all, man.
Yo, not only talented, what's really interesting about the DMV is, like, multi-prong talented. Like, it's not like a motherfucker just raps. Motherfuckers rap, they do beats, they DJ, they fucking do it all. I mean, that's what's just so crazy to me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That's what I love about it.
And do it well, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
There's clips of YU playing the xylophone on Instagram. Like, yo, what you doing? Like, what are you doing? Word, you just playing the xylophone.
That's just random, playing the xylophone.
You know what I mean?
Like, where did you get a xylophone?
Like a real xylophone, not a plug-in. Yeah, like, hitting it.
Yo, killing it, right?
Yeah, we got to have that.
And he rap. And, you know, he rap, make beats, and, you know what I mean? Like,
and he's a xylophonist.
I hate going over his house.
I remember the first story you told me, Jay, about going over to YU's house and just like, yo, just stop playing beats, man. Just stop it.
Yeah, man. Cause when you leave over there, you just be like, man, yo, I need to go home and make something. Yeah. Yeah. Like, yo, I need to go home and make a beat. I need to go home and write a rhyme. I need to go do something, yo.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, yo. Yeah. I feel like that all the time. I be like, man, I don't need to be here.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, you know what I love about most producers from the DMV, or at least it seems like this. This is my perspective. Is that, man, the shit that y'all flip for whatever reason, you know? Because I somewhat, you know, kind of pride myself on being able to pull out, like, you know, where people will, you know, lift shit from, or, you know, you can tell when something's just a straight loop, or. You know, but man, I mean, just the, it's so ill of me because, you know, like I'm up in, you know, I'm up in the DC or the, you know, the DMV area a lot for work. And as a result of that, I go digging and y'all got mad records up there. I mean, mad records, like crazy records. Yeah. But when you hear the joints that they come out with, they're not doing some old like okey doke, like looping shit. I mean, they're flipping it. And like, I don't care who it is, whether it's Kev or YU. Or Praise, or Odyssey, whoever it may be, like, man, you guys are just like, just the flip factor with these records, man, is just crazy, because it would be real easy in a place like DC to just be like straight looping and call it a day, you know, but that's not what's going on. That's what I love about the DMV, man. It's just like the sound sculpting that for whatever reason that y'all do is incredible to me. So I don't know. I don't know where that came from or if it's in the water or whatever, but that's at least my kind of perspective on it.
Thanks,
John.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
That soul down here.
No doubt.
I know what it is. You know what it came from just listening to, I know as far as I'm concerned, it came from listening to people we grew up on. And my ignorance of records was probably an advantage. Because I thought cats was, when I would listen to Pete Rock and Dilla and Hot Tech and everybody, I thought they was super chopping joints up. So when I got the MPC, you know, that's, you know, one of the things I was trying to do, instead of just looping stuff up. But then come to find out later, a lot of their stuff was loops with just dope drums under it. But, you know, at the time I was like, yo, it was like you were saying, like, what is this? You never heard the original sample before. So it's like when Dilla was sampling a lot of the synthesizer stuff, I was thinking it was him playing the Korg Triton or something.
But it was still
samples though.
So
it was just that, it was that type of thing that had me like, I'm gonna chop these joints up. Like, if it came to a point where it felt like cheating if you just loop something up, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's fly. I love that.
But ain't nothing wrong with looping stuff up, because, you know, I still, you know, every once in a while I loop something up.
Oh, hey, I'm a looper. I'll loop some shit up like in a heartbeat. Don't get it twisted. I'm a looper. Like I love loops, but that's just my shit. Like, man, I like to chop too, but like I have no problem lifting a loop and, you know, doing my thing with it. But I don't know, for whatever reason, man, it just seems like everyone from that area is just on that, like, I'm gonna flip this shit and really, really make it something new. So
right.
Anyway. It's like friendly competition, man.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, no
it's
doubt.
Crazy. Yeah,
no doubt.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's good. It's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of talent here, man. It's
sickening.
Yeah, Cass, you know, Cass been doing their thing down here. I don't know. I feel like maybe, you know, just getting overlooked a little bit. But, you know, a lot of times, a lot of people from here go to other places and get cracking, and then the other place claims them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Marvin Gaye, for instance. Like, you know, you mentioned Marvin Gaye, people think he's from Detroit. Well, he's really from Washington, D.C.
Right.
So, you know, it's just like stuff like that is factors, too. People thought I was from Philly because I was working in Philadelphia at Touch of Jazz. You know what I mean? I don't have a down south accent. Some people think I'm from New York just because I don't have a, you know what I mean? I don't talk like, you know what I mean, with a draw.
Right.
You know, so it's you know. Little factors that
Yo, well, we appreciate you taking our man Jay Cyanide in, man, because Charlotte wasn't giving him his props, man, for whatever reason, man. So
I feel like, man, now you say that, now somebody getting mad.
Man, fuck them. They still in Charlotte. Ain't nobody caring about like, that shit, man. Whatever, man. You know what the deal is, man. You in good hands right now, man. I'm happy for you. I'm proud of you. I love the records y'all doing, man. So it's all love, man. But y'all in a good place right now. Hey, man. What's up?
Yo, I gotta give a major shout out to like you and John. Cause yo, I'm gonna be honest with you, yo. If it wasn't for like the Atlanta scene, I probably wouldn't be doing this shit, yo. Cause like all the trips to Atlanta, working on your album, working on the album. And stuff like that, working with y'all, like coming down there, like John, like, you know, chilling, digging with John, building with you. You was going digging with me and John, all that stuff, yo.
Now you gonna get garbage thrown on my lawn now. Stop it, man.
If it wasn't, because I'm like, yo, it was prophetic, yo. I had to give, like, the whole, like, y'all are like the whole Atlanta, like, masses, like, at that time, like, y'all. Dinkus, like Flux, Killer, Jax, Rest in Peace, Jax. Like, you know what I'm saying? Senor Chaos, Scouse. Back then, Vintage Imperial. I gotta give a shout out to like all Austin Wheeler, Magazine, everybody, like, because if it wasn't for like all of that, yo, I wouldn't, yo, we doing it. News, like my man John Robinson, Science of Life, Doom, Grim, everybody then and stuff like that. And now, shout out to, like, you know what I'm saying, Super Down there. Shout out to, like, Soundside, Mass Influence. Everybody, yo. Everybody that was down there. Hemisphere. Yo, dude, I used to watch all y'all for Apache. Man. Dude. So, shout out to Ed. Shout out to everybody. Like, star all y'all.
That's what's up.
I give everybody down in Atlanta props. Yo, shout out to the working class dudes too.
That's what's up.
Everybody. You want to talk about somebody who's being slept on right now? Those motherfuckers right there.
Working class, man. They getting it in real hard.
Shout out to the working class,
yo. For real.
No doubt.
Shout out to
Dilla. Yeah, yo, cool. We done had y'all long enough, man. Okay.
Hey, man, yo, I don't get a chance to do this too often. Wait till my joint come out, man. My shout outs on my album is gonna be like the Takes a Nation of a Million to Hold Us Back.
We're gonna have you back, man.
Mad pages in the pamphlet.
Shout my man Lynn over at the corner store. My phone charges.
Hey, yo, man, one more time, tell them about the 45. Give us some dates and stuff like that and websites. Let us know what's good.
Yo, right now, it's out on Bandcamp right now. It was the Backpack Theory Records. Bandcamp. And also, you can go on YouTube, type in Kev Brown, Jay Cyanide, and you'll see the little commercial we got up. And, you know, you can hear the songs. They on Bandcamp. Check them out. We got the video coming soon. We got some goodies, man. If you order it, you get the some extra bonus stuff, too. I'm not going to go into the bonus stuff, but we got bonus stuff, and we're also talking about doing some extra bonus stuff also.
All right,
dope.
But looking at the actual release for the 45 in August, right?
Yeah, looking at an August target.
Okay.
For the release.
All right, dope.
Cool, man.
We want to let y'all know.
Yeah, we're going to do our part to pump this up, man. Yes, make sure y'all get them Bandcamp hits and all that good stuff.
I think we're going to play the flip. We played the I'm very proud to say that I believe we were the first place to play to play the A side, to play High Voltage, and we're going to play the flip tonight.
I'll play
show.
Both them joints tonight.
Yeah, we might play both. Yeah, we might. We might do a repeat. We might play both back to back. There we go. That's what I think we should do.
Hey,
that's
John,
what's up.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey John, if you play it, give me some of those jigger jiggers like you did the first.
Oh yeah.
Like a little Instagram clip.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
We got y'all, man. No problem.
Yes, sir. All right. Southern Vanguard Radio, Kev Brown,
Jay Cyanide,
John Doe,
Eddie Meeks.
We're in the house.
All right. Big ups to y'all.
Till next time.
Big ups to y'all, man. Southern Vanguard Radio. We are the Southern Vanguard. Peace.